This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The Twins are celebrating the 30th anniversary of the 1991 World Series, August 13th through the 15th, when they take on the Rays. You'll have the opportunity to meet and take photos with your World Series heroes. Plus, we'll relive some of the most memorable moments from that unforgettable season in a special pregame ceremony on Saturday, August 14th. Get your tickets at twinsbaseball.com/tickets.
Oh, it's fun. Crazy. It's painful, but it's wonderful.
What is the name?
It's Royce Unchained.
All right, Patrick.
Well,
what do you got?
The three of us just wrote a great Curb Your Enthusiasm episode. Larry, somehow is in Colorado. Yeah. He's in Colorado. He's got relatives he doesn't know that exist in Colorado, and he doesn't know what to do with this kid. He's got a 10-year-old kid that he's stuck with, and he decides the Dodgers are in town, so he takes him to a Rockies game. And the kid says, there's the mascot. And he can't get the mascot's attention. So Jerry starts yelling, hey, Dinger! Hey, Dinger! And there happens to be one of the eight African-American players that are still in Major League Baseball at the plate. And it turns into quite the brouhaha for Larry. And I said Dinger.
How could you be so stupid?
Dinger! His name! Okay, we had the big controversy in Colorado. It has been demonstrated that the guy was saying, hey, Dinger. The name of the mascot for the Rockies. Now, here is the question. 1 week from now, what will be the name of the mascot in Colorado? There is no way.
It's not Dinger.
These wimps. Nope. Dinger is gone just to prevent further mix-ups.
Oh, my God.
Dinger is gone. What do you think?
Oh, Ralph, yeah.
You know, the Buffalo in Colorado is Ralphie. Maybe they can go with Ralph.
What do they get? Little
Ralph. Something. Boy, it's going to have to go through several committees to make sure it could never
be
mixed
out of circulation for a little time before they can come up with a new name.
Yeah, Dinger might have to disappear. They might not have a mascot. They might have to just not have one.
Why don't they just, go all in on the Colorado lifestyle and just call him, Hooch, or just make it a weed name or something at this point.
Right.
Just do that.
Yeah, something less offensive that indicates you're smoking dope or some damn thing. Unbelievable.
Reefer. Hey, Reefer. Just make it a big weed. Yeah. It'll be like a big joint.
Yes, he
walking
could,
around.
Yeah. He could have weeds coming over. It would be great. Yeah, fantastic. Oh, this is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. Oh, so who became offended first? Did the visiting team feel that this
I just saw it on Twitter. No, I just saw it on Twitter and people were outraged.
Sure.
Yes.
But I listened to it. It does sound like the word.
Well, yes, but it's...
But it's not,
it
obviously.
It ends in ER. I went through one of these myself when I used the word for being very frugal. You can find it in many, many forms of literature, and it means that you are like the cheapest human being that ever lived. Mm-hmm. And I got called a Lou Gelfand, and Lou admitted the word was used properly, but it's basically been banned from ever being used in the Star Tribune in print.
Okay.
Now, if someone were, if a politician or someone, they're probably smart enough not to
say. You don't want to say it.
This was 25 years ago.
Right.
Right. And never thought anything of it. But it it created enough of a controversy that I was called in to Lou. But if it were to occur today,
you'd be fired.
You'd just be fired
for using a crutch.
You shouldn't have used. I don't care what it means. You shouldn't have used it.
You're fired.
Right?
Yes. You're canceled.
Yes. Yes.
That and tiptoe ball throwing probably both get you shown the door now.
Would have never March 2nd, 1991. Yes, I would have never made it with tiptoed ball throwing because I got for tiptoed ball throwing 300 to 400 letters. Can you imagine how many emails and tweets and stuff? What? I won the Golden Jackstrap Award from NOW, N-O-W. You think that a winner of a Golden Jackstrap Award 30 years ago could have succeeded? I don't think so. I think it would be a very, very bad time. Yes, yes, I do. But I've spent a lot of times trying to make it up. And how about our gals at the Olympics? The women... U.S. women win 66 medals. The underachieving men win 41.
Wow. Okay.
41. By the way, I was when they screwed up the 400 meter relay, the men that they should have won it. And once again, somebody ran out of the box and they got disqualified. They either win or they get DQ'd. 1960. There was a wonderful U.S. track sprinter named Ray Norton, who ended up playing a little bit in the NFL. But Ray went to Rome, favored to win the 100, the 200, and then the 400-meter relay. He got in the finals. He went Simone Biles. He finished last in the 100 and last in the 200. He made it through the heats both times, but he finished last in both races. Mm-hmm. And then they took him out of the anchor position of running the 400 because they were worried there was something wrong with him in his mind. They had a guy named Dave Syme who was great too. They had the greatest Stone Johnson who played in the NBA, a guy from Grambling, and then Frank Budd was the leadoff guy. And they set a world record 39.4 or something, but Ray ran out of the box and they got DQ'd. So Ray was like, this was when the Olympics were a track meet. They were a glorified track and field meet. Nothing else really mattered. Swimming a little bit. But all we cared about was track and field. Well, I looked it up. The women in 1960 in Rome had 9 events. The men had 24. And the women did not run a foot race longer than 200 meters. We were very worried about them getting too exhausted. Wow. The 100, the 200,
yep.
80-yard hurdles, 80 yards, and a 4x400, a 4x100, a 400-meter relay, which Wilma Rudolph and her 3 teammates with the what were they? The Bells, the Tiger Bells from Tennessee State, all black college in segregated Tennessee, won the 400 and Wilma won the 100 and 200. But the, we had a little different view of, we have grown up a lot in 60 years with our appreciation of women's athletics. That's for sure.
How did we get away with that?
I don't know. 1970, how did we get away with it till 1972? Title IX, which really wasn't legislation. It was somebody changing there was somebody changing the education amendment to include equity in sports, which it didn't have to go through like the U.S. Senate or anything. It probably wouldn't have passed. The Southern fellas probably would have rose up and said, we can't be cutting down on our 140 football scholarships. So anyway, it's, I got to think, whatever. Do we know, is Curb coming back? He's never leaving, is he? He's going
to
keep
doing it. He's supposed to come back, yeah. Yeah. But I have no idea when.
Somebody,
I think they're shooting.
Somebody saw this and said, okay, we're throwing out episode 8. We got this one.
Yeah, and he really didn't get to COVID. because no. it was starting up as I think his last year was ending. So there is so much material for him
the
to get to.
The trouble is, they would like to see the end of it first, right? They would like this new thing to go away here.
Yeah, but it's Larry David. I don't think I don't think he's going to sweat it too much.
Did you ever see the movie that they did that was kind of a Larry David thing? What the hell was the name of it?
I think I know the one you're talking about.
What is it?
And I only seen parts of it.
Oh God, it's funny. Have you seen it, Declan?
I have not. I don't think so.
Okay. Yes, he finds out the woman he's dated.
Yes, I
was a groupie, and she here it is. Clear History was the name of it. And she went to see Chicago, you know, the band Chicago, at a near wherever they are. They're up in New England someplace, right? He was like this, technological wizard or something, and then he got fired by the company, and he ends up there later. But she, Declan, she serviced.
Sure.
Chicago. Okay. Somebody, this comes up in a poker game he's playing that she was, took care of the band Chicago. And he says, this isn't Simon and Garfunkel. This is Chicago. This is a big band, not the all Chicago. So then Chicago is appearing somewhere near there. So he goes and has to ask them. And they all remember. It's unbelievable. They stretched it out to make it a movie, but it's basically an episode.
Right.
It's an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Yeah.
Pat, have you watched any of The White Lotus on HBO, the miniseries?
Yes, I have. My son Christopher put me on it. I've been watching.
I've watched
some
a couple.
I like it.
It's
like
really
it a lot.
Weird, but it's good.
It's good. I like it.
Oh, there's quite a few of them out there. Flack is really good. Have you seen Flack?
I have not.
Anna Paquin is their agents, marketers for Hollywood stars, and it's based in London, but. Okay. They have some clients that get themselves in jams, like, they get
Who's
one.
Got the show?
Where the hell is it? I don't know.
It's so confusing now who's got
you
what.
You have to look it up. Flack, FLACK.
All right.
And, like, one of the early episodes, they got this soccer player who gets himself in a big jam. And he basically their solution is for him to announce that he's gay, even though he's not.
Yep. Yeah, that's
unbelievable. And it's there's a lot of stuff out there right now. I just finished watching one Norwegian one from 2013, Half Brother, and it's like. Mom gets raped, when she's still single, and they have the baby. And then 7 years later, she's married and she has the baby. And, so they call him the half brother. And it's interesting, to say the least. It's got quite the dramatic ending to it. That's for sure. There's a lot of stuff out there.
Oh, yeah.
That's one nice thing about having a bad baseball team.
You don't worry
about
the baseball game.
You don't have to devote yourself.
Hey, nice of them to show up, though.
How about
three of four for the Astros?
Look a little flat. Yeah. They don't have Gurriel, and they haven't had Bregman for 2 months, and they look a little.
You beat Greinke and McCullers, right?
Yeah. Well, Greinke's.
Greinke's not the
Greinke's
same.
He's not what he was, but they beat McCullers, who just got done shutting out the Dodgers, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So, you know who hangs in there somehow? The Giants, they took 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers. They took 2 out of 3 from the, somebody from the, They took two out of three. I think they took two out of three from the Astros on that homestand, and then they just took two out of three from the Brewers.
It's the damnedest
Somehow
thing.
Somehow they went two out of three.
They're 30 over 500.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
But like the Red Sox finally started to come back, and now they're back in the pack a little bit.
Yeah.
The Giants.
Yeah, they just
keep waiting for it to happen.
Logan Lamont Wade, man, he was on base when Brandon Belt, who just came back, hit his fourth home run.
Do you know what Jake Cave is doing right now to contribute to the Twins?
Hey, he had a triple yesterday.
I saw it.
He hit a triple yesterday.
Very excited.
Yes. In fact, I happened to be listening to the radio, and he won with that triple. Somebody $2,500.
Then they love Jake Cave.
Yeah, some they love Jake Cave.
So there's three people now who love him.
Yes.
Rocco, Falvey, and this guy or gal.
Rocco. Hey, Louis Arraez managed to fight his way back into the lineup yesterday, though. I have decided, I actually tweeted this, Louis has become the guy, because Louis has a tendency to wince. You know, he's Carlos Gomez. Carlos Gomez with Rocco would have played like 70 games, right?
Yeah.
Even when he played 140, would have played 70 because he winced all. Every time he slid into second and he was out, it was like dramatic. Every time Louis just, he's a dramatist. He does stuff. He hops around the box. Every time he hops around in the box, they take him out of the game. Let him play. Show me the bone sticking out the skin, Louis. Otherwise, you're not leaving the game. Right?
Yes.
He's
And you know who doesn't do that, but he's hurt a lot, is Polanco.
Yes.
So Polanco won't show you anything.
No.
His leg could be split in half, and he's going to be out there trying to hop around.
You think if Jorge had told him during the season last year that his ankle was all screwed up, you know, like
Araujo would have run out there constantly.
Surgery. He wouldn't have played 20 games last year.
When Arraez collapsed in the box, was that Friday night?
Yes.
I thought Rocco was going to put him on his back and carry him off the field.
I didn't see it.
I got you, Louie.
I didn't see it, but I read about it. He was hopping at second. He's a dramatist. He does this. You know, make him come and tell you I got to leave the game. Come on. That'd be my number one. The number one improvement these Twins can make is to make the player say, I don't think I can continue. We no longer run out of the dugout unless the guy goes like, unless he's laying on the ground bleeding after getting hit in the cranium with a fastball.
What'd Rocco do?
With hitting a fastball. Make the guy wave to the dugout that he wants to talk to people. What's really bad now is you're not, half the time, you not only get Rocco and the trainer, you get Elvis, the
interpreter.
Yeah, he has to come out, too, to hear what BS Louis has to offer today about how hurt
Which
he
is. Which is probably, get the F away from me. I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm fine.
And Rocco says, no, Louis, no, I gotcha.
No.
Stretcher.
We're taking you out, Louis. We're getting you
out. You know what Rocco needs? The soccer deal. That's what he needs.
What?
Just bring a stretcher. A stretcher crew out there and take the guy off the field as quick as possible.
Drive that thing out.
Wouldn't
there,
be a car. Yes. Just have two guys run off the field with him on a stretcher.
This is Ricey for the Canopy Group. For the past 163 years and even more, Minnesotans have been enjoying all this great state has to offer. From Niagara Cave to the Lake of the Woods, outdoor adventures abound. It's great we can experience a state so rich in landmarks, landscapes, art, and adventure. With so many adventure options, it got us thinking, why are so many Minnesotans limiting their home and auto insurance options? Today, 80% of Minnesotans have their insurance with just one agent who has only one company to deal with. You have no options. At the Canopy Group, we offer you more than 16 companies for your home and auto insurance and 30 professionals to deal with. As your needs change, we have options that continue to provide you with the best coverage for the best price. You wouldn't want to fish in only one of Minnesota's 10,000 lakes. And we don't want you to be stuck with only one insurance company. Visit thecanopygroup.com or call 800-967-3389 and get the best insurance options available today.
I love, I was very happy. You know, I only follow the Fighting Loons by the newspaper. Usually I check them out. I see they won again and they're playing good. But I was glad to see... We're upset that we only got one guy on the All-Star team. and Robin Lod or Lode or whatever it is not on the Alls. We're upset about that.
Did we get screwed?
Adrian Heath wouldn't be happy if he wasn't upset about
something. That's what I love about him.
Oh, yeah. He's always...
Well, his team's playing too well right now.
The refs are terrible, and, you know, I don't... He basically spent from Saturday to Wednesday complaining about some call out in some place where they got tied.
Yeah, he's very
terrible, Vancouver. Yep. And he says, well, you just have to let it go. Yeah. Okay, Adrian, it only took 4 days. It only took 4 days to let it go.
He's great, though, because he's a character.
Oh, yeah, he is. But he's, yeah, he's a.
He'd love to bag skate that team. If they could put hockey skates on, yeah. He'd bag skate them.
Oh, the one game that they, when they first came out of the break and they got beat 3-0 or
canceled
something.
Canceled off day.
That was the worst. Team, he was just vilified. That is interesting about soccer. Even more than hockey coaches, they can still badmouth their teams, right?
Yes.
They still get away with murder.
Yes.
Well, big scandal in Brazil soccer, by the way. Remember when the Dream Team all covered up their, because they were all Nike clients, and they, what'd they have, Reebok or something? Mm-hmm. Whatever it was. Mm-hmm. They covered it up. The Brazil soccer team is supposed to wear... There's official Olympic uniform from Brazil. They got a deal with some outfit I never heard of. And they all came out for the medal ceremony after they won their gold with their Nike stuff on.
Oh.
And they're going to be the not only I maybe it's the IOC that had the official uniform or something. I don't know.
Good for them.
But the IOC's upset. The Brazilian Soccer Federation is upset. You know, other Brazilian athletes are complaining that, you know, that they because they're afraid it's going to take away some.
I got the solution. Take soccer out of the Olympics.
Yeah, that would be it.
Along with baseball permanently.
I think they have a German, I think they have a juvenile, 23 and under or something, isn't it, the Olympics?
I think you're right.
A World Cup.
Look at you. Wow.
Something like 25
up
and
on
under.
Your
I don't know.
Olympics.
I got to say, I hate to admit this. As a citizen of the United States of America, and a guy who's covered 6 Olympics, I didn't make it to a half hour total.
I got
I didn't make
10
it,
minutes in.
I didn't make it to a half
women's
hour.
Women's basketball,
total.
That's all I got, and I lasted 10 minutes.
The couple of times that I actually would have watched parts of something... It was like 1:30 in the morning.
Yep.
I'm not going to do that, and I'm not going to watch a replay at 7 o'clock in the morning. I don't do replays. So the 2 or 3 things that I might have watched, and I tried to watch baseball when they were playing Japan for the World Championship.
Yeah.
And everybody that came up from the U.S. was like some 5'9" white guy out of AA. You know, who's not even a prospect. You should at least, if you're going to send an Olympic team out with professionals, there's 2 options. Send a college team, or if you're going to have it, or send prospects. Don't send guys.
Retired players?
Retired players and AA guys who are never going to get out of AA. They had all these little 5'9".
Yeah.
Danny Valencia.
Yeah, well, yeah, no,
yeah.
He's
for Israel. He could have hit 4th for us. He's a mom or somebody. Mom Got must it. Have been Jewish or something. Or grandma. I think grandma was from Israel. Yeah. I don't know how that all worked
I'm sure
out.
He swagged out.
Yes. But, you know, they get to the last inning against Japan, who's got a good pitcher out there. And they got 3 straight guys that would be pinch hit for. In Meesville, you know, that come up in a row. That's your Olympic team?
I'd rather go to Meesville to watch a game than watch that.
You made it to the finals with this?
Tyler Austin's a star for them.
Oh, yeah, he's your best hitter.
Plays over there.
Yeah, yeah.
He's Mr. Baseball, Tom Selleck.
I do think baseball is suffering its number one indignation, though, that it's being replaced in Paris by breakdancing.
Is it really?
Yes.
Okay. Two things.
They're not having softball or baseball because they got to
They're not having softball?
Softball's out too.
See, they should have softball.
They got to be they got to add breakdancing. So they're getting rid of
this
softball.
Is why the Olympics are a joke.
Yes.
This is why I am all for abolishing the Olympic Games. You're in part of something that's going to have breakdancing?
You should have.
Breakdancing's like from
I don't mind them, but you should have, you know, track and field, yeah. Swimming.
Yes.
That's about it. Yeah. You know, four other events.
Not golf.
Fencing. I like fencing.
And baseball.
Because I don't get it.
And baseball just comes back once in a while.
Yeah, once in a while.
Like, I think they're trying to bring it back in 28 in Los Angeles.
It's going to be back in L.A. probably. Yeah. But by then, breakdancing will be established. It depends. By the way, Declan. Is breakdancing still a thing? Isn't that gone by?
I thought it was a 90s thing.
I mean, it's been out of...
I think it's becoming a bigger thing because of the internet and TikTok and...
That doesn't mean it... Yeah.
It's made like this little bit of a comeback, per se. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure someone else down the hall at my talk might be able to give a better analysis than I just did right there.
Is skateboarding a thing in the games?
We had a 13-year-old medalist.
Yeah.
Nobody Stop. Should be able to get a medal in skateboarding unless they test positive for marijuana.
Yeah.
None of
I'd
that.
Be fine with
they
that.
Can't test negative. As, you know, you're too young to smoke dope. You can't. Compete. So,
breakdancing.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's just unbelievable.
Yeah, no.
It is unfortunate for poor Tokyo that they, didn't let the after the billions that they spent, they couldn't let. People in there. Why didn't last night's closing ceremonies? They should have said the hell with it. We're going to let you in. Whoever wants to come on.
Open up the.
Because, you know, they didn't end up the last couple of weeks having that much COVID. It looked like it early that they were going to have a lot, but they didn't get that much. So, anyway, it's masks are sneaking back, though. Where'd I go yesterday? I went to one of the grocery stores and they had request masks. Not demand, but request.
Yeah, so, they're definitely making a.
They are making a comeback.
Comeback with mm-hmm. the.
So have things settled down out at Winter
TCL Performance Center?
I can't say that. Whatever it is, the Ziggy World.
Yes, with a nice new hotel out there. Yeah,
Is it so? Are we gonna? I know Kirk's in trouble with the fan. Why is the football audience?
Uh-huh.
Which probably the hardcore football audience is probably 60%. Unvaccinated, right? They're hardcore. They're a hardcore right wing.
I don't think in this state hard necessarily. Drinking.
Yeah, but in a lot of ways.
But in a lot of places, probably.
It's not over. Why do they hate a guy who doesn't want to get vaccinated when they aren't vaccinated? I mean,
I can tell you why.
If you're a player.
I can tell you why.
If you're a fan of the Vikings. Who hasn't been vaccinated, you have no right to be mad at Kirk Cousins.
Because Kirk Cousins is not a person. He is a football player who should be available on Sundays. Yes. That's why.
Yes.
That's the whole crux of this that people don't understand. You aren't, when you're paid that much,
yes.
You forfeit the right to be like, it's my beliefs.
But you're only allowed to complain about him if you've been vaccinated.
That's fine, but that's why.
Yes, I know that.
And if he can't play a game.
What I'm saying is, that people are universally mad at him. Viking fans are universally mad at him, even if half of them haven't been vaccinated. You know.
The other reason why, though, Pat, is because the press conference and how he goes about things is just so poor.
He started off good, man, that first Wednesday. I know. I thought he was good, but then he won't. He over-explains.
Well, right, but he doesn't explain what he should, which is, I'm not going to talk a lot about it, but my beliefs don't allow me to do this. Instead, he's basically, I mean, how can you tell people, I'm going to do everything I can to avoid this, which, of course, allowed our friend Kevin Seifert to say, but the way to do that is to get the vaccination.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know,
yes,
that's
yes.
The problem.
Yeah. You know what? He's like Morneau on baseball. Different, but obviously. But... Justin makes his point and then keeps talking. Make your point. Shut up. Wait for the next pitch. He goes on and on and on because he doesn't feel, he hasn't been at it long enough to feel as if he made his point.
Yeah.
So then he goes on and on and on. And then we get another pitch and then we might still be talking about the point that he made. You got to, you know, you got 10 seconds. Make your point. Listen to somebody who's good at it. You know, listen to
Cott.
Mike Krukow.
Yeah.
You know, listen to
Cott's fantastic.
Yeah, listen to Cott. Get in and out. Listen to Smalley, for God's sake.
Yep.
Smalley will
make a point.
Smalley makes a point, too. Justin, now he didn't man men on lately, but he won't stop, you know, because he's.
But Kirk,
and I've seen that. You know, I've seen that before, you know, that you keep going.
But Kirk's desperate to prove that he's in control, and he's not. And that's his biggest problem. Mm-hmm. Some guys got that. Some guys don't.
Yeah, I do. It's not going to be good if he. It's not going to be good if he has. You know, comes out and they punt twice on Saturday night. Is he going to play? Will he even play? He probably won't play.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to play, though. They can't let poor Jake play the whole game, right?
Yeah, no, he'll probably, I'm trying to think. So they're playing three games instead of, I bet he doesn't play at all in the last game.
Yeah.
And I bet the second one he plays more. I bet he plays a series.
Couple of series. Hey, is Mond, is he practicing now? What the hell? Was he 10 full days then?
Yeah. 10 full days,
and then he's
two
got
negative
tests.
But Clint Kubiak said last week that Kellen Mond is sick. So if Kellen Mond's sick, there's no guarantee that 10 days is going to clear that up. And my math, I want to say it was today or Tuesday. I think it was tomorrow.
Did we, the media, screw up that story at the start?
Yeah, we all thought he was
saying
vaccinated.
That Mond was vaccinated.
Shame on us.
Nobody knows where that because he wasn't wearing a mask, right?
Yep.
When they saw him doing like weightlifting and drills.
Somebody definitely put out that he was vaxxed and it was just wrong.
Yeah, but somebody.
But if he wasn't wearing a mask.
What I read was that people saw that he wasn't wearing a mask.
Well, if he wasn't.
So they assumed he was vaxxed.
But then he's in trouble if he wasn't, because if you're not and you're supposed to be, you can get fined a ton by the league. So.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, we screwed up.
Yes. That was
as a person who screwed up before.
That went on for like 3 days too, and then now
somebody cleared it up. Yes.
Now I was reading something the other day, reading the comments, and they said, "Why is Mond was the idea that he was vaccinated is still out there?" Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
but I mean,
people should be as mad at him as Cousins, but of course he's, you know. Cousins is the man, so.
Well, right, and if Mond was the starting quarterback, he'd be getting equally as much heat.
Mm-hmm. But in the opinion of Viking fandom, Kirk was just a space holder for this phenom that we were able to draft.
Yeah, well, the other problem, though, Pat, is when you come out and say things like, I am going to surround myself with plexiglass. Do you know how stupid you sound?
Yes.
Like, that's the thing about it, is Kirk makes it worse.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
Yes.
He makes it fun, but he, you know.
We will have quarterback meetings under the goalpost in January outside.
Yes, right. Anything to, it is an amazing country we live in.
Yes, and more so by the day.
Since November 2016, it has been an amazing country that we live in.
I think that's a very fair statement.
There is no doubt about that. That's for sure.
We are not too far from back to school time. Always an exciting and busy time of the year, finding classes, figuring out schedules, and parents helping college-bound children with everything from expenses to housing to transportation. Here's a suggestion to make campus life a lot easier for the younger scholar in your life. A Bintelli scooter from EcoFun Motorsports in Forest Lake. Bintelli scooters are the fun, economical way to get around campus and town. They can be parked like a bicycle, so no need to worry about finding parking spaces or paying pricey parking fees. Bintelli scooters were created to offer the highest quality at the most affordable prices. Take advantage of the lowest prices of the year with EcoFund's back-to-school sale on Bintelli scooters starting at just $10.99. Looking for greener transportation solutions? EcoFund also carries a full line of lightweight, dependable electric Bintelli bicycles. EcoFund, specializing in economical fun transportation at prices for everyone's budget. Check out the back-to-school sale now at EcoFund Motorsports Forest Lake. Online at EcoFundMotorsports.com.
Anywho, that's that. I saw that our former golfer, Van Rooyen, won the backup tournament, the golfer. So,
really?
Yeah. This Gable Stevenson is unbelievable, isn't he?
That's a great story, yes.
It is. And the guy's, his weight class is 285. You look at him, he doesn't look 285. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a rock.
Mm-hmm.
But, man alive. You know what he wants to do, though? He wants to jump right into the WWF and start making money. Apparently, he's a big fan of pro wrestling.
Really?
I think
that's a brutal lifestyle, as Declan can tell you.
Yeah, he's been vocal that he wants to do professional wrestling.
You know what they'll do with him, Declan?
Mm-hmm.
He'll be like Goldberg. He'll have the 300-match winning streak, and it'll be he'll never lose until, and then the big, about 2 years from now, the big story will become, you know, he'll lose, but the other guy will get disqualified, so it doesn't count, and they won't let him lose for about 3 years, probably, you know. But Gable has to realize that in the WWF, you do what they tell you to do, you know. Right?
Yeah.
You do what they tell you to do.
Right.
They,
but Brock did that, so.
Oh, yeah, sure they did. Yeah, sure. Anyway, but, it was quite the Olympics for the I did watch the Gable rewrote. I saw the replay.
Oh, you actually did watch the replay.
That's the only replay I watched.
It was a pretty cool ending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there's.
I read about it. I didn't watch it.
It's 3 seconds to go. Boom. That's that is pretty incredible. So, and does he get? Suni already got her civic celebration yesterday. Uh-huh. Right?
Correct.
So
he just came home last night and was greeted at the airport. I know. And then I think he went to campus, right? But
did he?
But I don't think they didn't do a parade. They just greeted him.
Yes, yes.
Once he came in,
that's true. What else we got going on? I had kind of a, I've watched a lot of non-sporting TV over the weekend. I didn't the other day. Yesterday, actually, I was watching the Twins game was on.
Uh huh.
And I had gotten up real early. And I nodded off. And I nodded off for 2 hours.
That's fine.
And it was like the seventh inning when I woke up. It was like the third when what was going on?
Then 4:10?
And I was looking at all the other games that started at the same time were done.
Oh, yeah.
All the other 1 o'clock games
were
done.
Yeah, that went like 4:10. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
What? I have no idea why. It just didn't end.
Yeah.
I watched a bit. Then I got tired of watching it. Turned on the radio.
Who was the plate umpire? Was that my old friend Vic Carapazza? Was that him? I don't know who it was.
I don't know. Let me see.
But, boy, did he have the I'm going to call. Did he have the, I don't care where it is. I'm going to either call it a ball or a strike. I'll screw them both up. He was brutal. He gave Jason Castro 5 strikes.
You got him right. Vic Carapazza.
Vic Carapazza.
Nice.
You know who
I 407,
you know,
by the way.
You know how he got his job, don't you?
No.
Richie Garcia's son-in-law.
Oh, okay. Well,
and I remember when he was a young guy, he was a red ass. He'd throw guys out in a heartbeat. And he's always been a very mediocre umpire, though. But he's got the red ass. He'll throw you out. I gotta think there was some screaming going on from the Twins bullpen, but he didn't turn around. I mean, from the Twins.
You know what?
But he didn't turn around and look.
Something has happened. Plate umpires are not ejecting guys nearly as quickly as they used to, and they must have been told not to. I see more guys turn around and question calls now and express disgust, and the umpire de-escalates it, which is not the which is not what we've grown accustomed to.
Not in all cases. There's
not
been
in all
some,
cases, but I'm saying more than I've ever seen.
Yeah, I would have thought that there had to be some yelling going from the dugout because they were trying to protect a one-run lead. And
Rocco yelled.
Yeah, he does once in a while. He does once in a while. But
yeah, Provis melted down because I think it was Colomé didn't get a strike call. Mm-hmm. And Corey's ordinarily pretty good about that. Yeah. So where's that pitch?
Yeah, right. He is. Yes. And was Castro was the eighth, I think. It might have been the ninth, but he...
That's the one.
They threw... Well, okay, then it was the ninth. He threw strike three.
Yep, yep.
And that's the pitch. It was on. It was buried. And he called it a ball. And then he check-swinged and a pretty dramatic check-swing. And they didn't... The guy at third base didn't call it a strike either. So it's... I mean, Colomé's throwing four strikes, which is a miracle, yep. And it's 2-2. And then he did strike him out, and then he called him out the next time on a pitch that wasn't as good as the one he didn't call him out on. But, yeah, I'm sure that, you know, Corey didn't have the man with him this weekend, though. I think Gladdy's in Sturgis.
Yep. Yep, he's scheduled, according to them, he's scheduled back tonight, but they're not quite positive.
Yeah, he doesn't go out all the time, but he goes out frequently.
Sturgis, yeah, I think he didn't go last year with COVID. But
we're not, apparently the bikers aren't too worried about the Delta variant.
And they weren't that concerned.
They weren't last year either. They had 200,000 a month.
Yeah, I think they spread it pretty good across the country when they got done.
That's a lot of them, you know, most of them, they don't ride out there. A lot of them don't ride out there. They take them out on platforms, you know, and then they ride it. Like Gladdy ships his out there.
Oh, does he?
And then he rides it around the mountains and hills and stuff. I wonder how many we knock off. You must lose four or five, don't we? Going off, you know, there are hills and valleys over there. They must.
I don't know what
a bunch of them drive off the.
What the casualty total is?
Cliff. Oh yeah, it's got to be.
I'm not quite sure.
I once went to the air show in Oshkosh. One of those years when the Twins were terrible, and I was looking for columns in it. It's a like the homemade aircraft air show, and then they had old vintage planes and all that stuff. It was pretty good, but they had. Oh God! I mean, 200,000 people show up there and watch it, and then they had hundreds of planes, and I haven't seen it lately, but they'd get rid of it. They'd crash about two of them a year.
You know, really,
run into each other up there and come plowing down. The year I was not the day I was there, but that day, the time I was out there, they had a fatal like the next.
I would
day
never want it. That's why I don't get air shows.
Mm-hmm.
The danger is just not worth it.
Yeah, when they're up there and they go...
Yeah, I don't need to see that.
They start pirouetting towards you and the crowd.
Never understood the fascination with air shows.
I don't know if they still have it. It used to get some publicity.
But I mean, do you go hoping that someone crashes and dies because you want to see that?
You don't say that.
No, I know you don't say that, but is that what you're privately hoping?
It's like you go to Daytona.
Like NASCAR?
It's like you don't pray for a crash, but you always... think it was a better race if you got to see a few. I was, I was there when Dale died. That wasn't that dramatic of a crash, but there had been an earlier one there. Tony Stewart was upside down on the backside in that same day that Dale died. That would have been quite the day that lived in infamy if you would have lost both of them. The great young guy, and then Tony was a young guy then. And
was that 2000, 2001?
When was it? One? It might have been one. I don't know. I'd have to.
I was at the paper at the time because I remember being on the desk.
Yeah. I was, I was sitting next to my friend Lennox Rollins from Winston-Salem, who'd done a lot of races. He was a columnist, but they know their NASCAR down there. And we were over, and we hadn't gone to the infield yet because of the crowd was getting out, and they were going to do the interviews. You could hear the interviews that you were going to get. And I think it was Jamie Little was the interviewer. And somebody, she talked to one of the drivers who had gone over to Dale's car. She was talking to him. He'd finished third or fourth or some damn thing. Mm-hmm. She said, and how's Dale doing? How's Dale? Because it didn't look that bad. And she said, whoever the driver was, said, other people are going to have to talk about that or something like that. And Lennox says to me, we better get over there. And, you know, we walked over. It took 15 minutes to get over the track because you're going downhill. And then we were sitting there in the crowd. They weren't letting anybody back in there to where the cars were, you know, the pits were. I mean, not the pits, where their trailers and stuff were, which made us all suspicious. And then we saw Earnhardt family members walking towards the trailer, weeping. And then Dave Ferroni came over, and, you know, he was a PR guy for auto racing for years, came over to me and Lennox and said, he died, you know. But they still hadn't announced it. They probably another half hour before they announced it. But yeah, that was weird. And then I was at Talladega after Davey Allison died in a helicopter crash at the track like a week earlier. And I went down there, and it was August. The race was in August. And that was a day a guy named Stan Smith, don't never know what happened to him. It wasn't fatal, but we never saw him again. Went over the fence at the far turn, went over the, you know, or the near turn off from the start line, went over the back wall that's over there. And then Neil Bonnet, who had come out of retirement, who was one of the, he's from the same town as Davey Allison, Hueytown, in honor of Davey, put himself in the big catch fence in front of the infield, almost went into the crowd, you know, and that was like we had a 2-hour delay. Wow. When they took Neil out of the fence, and had to fix the fence, and then Neil the next year, I believe, he came back to drive Daytona and died in that one. So Neil was nice and retired, and he was pushing 50 years old, and he had to come back and end up killing himself.
Wow.
So anyway, it was, but isn't it amazing how big that was 20 years ago, auto racing?
Yeah,
it was like
huge.
The sport of the future.
It creeped up.
It was the sport of the future, and now they're in worse shape than baseball.
Well, who was it? Was it Fox and NBC at the time paid a boatload for those rights?
Ballin and everybody, every big company, McDonald's and everybody was on cars.
Yep.
And 3M had a car that they were, it was the deal. And then we became a non-car loving society, you know, and they lost the young crowd because the young crowd would, if they're going to do auto racing, it's going to be on a video game, you know. So
now they're watching soccer.
Yeah, they're watching soccer. Well, do they watch it or they just go?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think they might watch the matches. I don't think they consume much beyond that because they certainly don't read about it.
Mm-hmm.
No. Unless it's in blogs that we don't know about.
Yeah, I think there probably are but the mainstream sources
media,
for the hardcore, but the mainstream
does
media
not serve as soccer fans.
No, it doesn't. I don't think we might. The MLS hardly serves soccer fans. That's the amazing,
the incredible
part.
Thing.
It's
is
the only league that we're trying to sell as the big league in North America that's not the big league and that's like the sixth best league in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's astounding that it does as well as it does because it's like, you know, double-A baseball,
mm-hmm.
you know. It's like the Wichita Wind Surge, you know, so.
The incredible thing, though, is how much newspapers used to travel when you talk about going to auto races.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we could.
Can you imagine getting sent to an auto race now?
Yeah, we, as you know, in the 90s, all we needed was an excuse to go 80s and 90s. You know, I came in 88, and in the 90s, if you wanted to go somewhere, all you had to do is say, hey, there's a couple of stories out there I can pick up, you know. I mean, Bill Muncy, the one I always remember is, Bill Muncy was a running back on the Gophers Rose Bowl team. Sandy Stevens came from Sandy's hometown, and he was having he was going to have a heart replacement out in Fresno, California. I went out and spent 3 days with him, you know, Bill, because he was my hero, you know, with the Gophers, you know, but great guy. And his brother, Chuck, was a very odd family because Chuck, you know, he was a very good NFL running back, but a complete screwball.
Played here for a while.
Spelled his name differently.
Interesting. Bill I was brothers.
Bill yeah. was M-U-N-S-E-Y, and the rest of the family was M-E-N-M-U-N-S-E-Y. And Chuck decided to be M-U-N-C-I-E.
I did not know that brother. Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, he played for the Saints. Chuck played for the Saints. He played here for a little while.
Yeah, he was a big, bruising, fast, extremely talented guy who was a little odd.
Well, he probably got hit in the head a lot.
Bill was a great guy. Bill was a really good guy. And he and Sandy were the best of buddies growing up. You know, they grew up two blocks apart in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. Sandy's old man was the Undertaker, so he and I had that.
So you guys
in common.
Had that, yeah.
We had that in common. Sandy's, you know, you ever go back and look at go back someday and look at the stats of the 1960 Gopher National Champions and see how the game has changed. I think there were games when Sandy threw 8-9 passes. You know, and he was the All-American quarterback.
So Zim loved those days.
Oh, Zim would have loved
Zim
it.
Loved those
Zim
teams.
Would have loved, Zim would have been a great, great offensive coordinator for Murray.
Yeah. Yes.
This Zim knows his offense, he would have said, you know.
Run it some more.
Yes, right.
Murray. Damn it.
Yeah.
The Meadows at Mystic Lake has modified its golf policies to follow the COVID-19 public health recommendations and welcomes you to play this award-winning public golf course. It offers a unique, challenging, and scenic golf experience. The Meadows at Mystic Lake is a full-service golfing destination, enhanced by nearby food and entertainment, including the Meadows Bar and Grill and Mystic Lake Casino Hotel. It's never too early to book a tee time or shop the pro shop. Stop in or visit golfthemeadows.com. That's golfthemeadows.com. Owned and operated by Shakopee Mid-Wakanton Sioux Community.
We were talking about, I was talking about this with Chip yesterday, that if you want the date that the Vikings became the 100% took over the town and that the Gophers became largely irrelevant for a long time with the little pop-ups here and there. 1969, the Gophers are going to, they had a good year in 68. They had the great Jim Carter as a running back. And I believe they opened, might not have been the opener, but they went to Phoenix to play Arizona State. And Arizona State was still in the West, in the WAC. They weren't in the Pac-10 yet.
Mm-hmm.
And Arizona State beat them. Jim Carter ran for like 200 yards, and Arizona State beat him 44-26 or something like that. Just ran by him, over him, through him. I remember being I was putting out the Sunday paper, waiting for the copy to be finished because Bob Fowler went down to cover that game because our guy Ken Murphy would only drive to events, and he couldn't drive all the way to the Phoenix. So, but the game ended like, this was like the first four-hour college football game I'd ever experienced. And 8 days later, Joe Capp threw for the 7 touchdowns against Baltimore at Met Stadium.
That was it?
That was it. The Vikings had really risen up by making the playoffs.
And Sid was probably fine with that because it was Bud.
Yes.
Despite his love for the Gophers.
Yes, yeah, it was hard for him. But the Gophers, if you look, the next 3 years, they were over. Murray was under 500 his last 4 years. And then, you know, then Cal came in and had one good team. And Smokey Joe came in and had one good team. Yeah. And then things got a little out of hand. And Mace had his moments and Fleck had his moment and might have more moments and Kill had a moment. But all you've had since then in 42 years is moments, you know, and the Vikings, no matter what, ever since Randy Moss in 98, you have a different mentality with Viking fans. They aren't fatalists like my generation was, right? The Super Bowl generation.
Yeah, they have a.
They're not fatalists. They will make jokes about heartbreak and they make stuff about heartbreak, but they don't want the team to be criticized. You know, they don't. We kind of reveled in criticism. You know? They don't want the team.
No, there's
to be
a large right. group. That
now you got Cousins here, who's got him, and we'll get on individual quarterbacks, but but I don't know. Is Cousins gonna be the most vilified if he doesn't play well? I mean, Ponder was not vilified. He was just everybody felt sorry for
him.
Yeah,
and he wasn't good.
Wasn't good.
I mean, I think Cousins with that payday.
Culpepper took some heat, a lot of heat, but not.
I think Cousins with how much he makes, if they're not good this year, it'll be in. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Kirk will always have his group of defenders.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's got his group of defenders who will always say, well, the left tackle's still not
kind of like the Sano crowd with the Twins.
Yep, very much so. There's still a group, for all of these teams that doesn't want to believe what they're seeing.
Yeah, that's
and now and they'll fight it.
And now as we get very, as we start saying, well, the Twins, 3 out of 4, maybe they can finish okay. Just remember, Johnny Gorrell's 1980 Twins in September had a 12-game winning streak.
Yes.
And they were one of the most god-awful baseball teams I've ever seen.
I love that club.
12 in a row.
Yes.
They've won 12 in a row, forcing them to bring back Johnny, who didn't want the job.
Yeah,
Johnny didn't want the job. He wouldn't talk. He wouldn't. Great guy. Wouldn't speak. After a game, you'd ask him a question. He'd look at you like you were asking him about a fatal car accident or something. I mean, it was unbelievable. Oh. He only lasted. He gave us Billy Gardner, though. So what the hell? We enjoyed that. We enjoyed Billy.
All right, sir.
Okay.
We will talk to you next week.
Yes, sir.
If you have questions about your retirement savings, do what I did and work with a person that knows what the heck is going on. Work with Josh Arnold, Mr. Money Talk. My guy Josh will give you straight talk and not sugar-coated advice. Learn how you can benefit from Josh's focused approach by setting up your own no-cost, no-obligation 48-minute consultation to review your investments. Call Josh now, 952-925-5608.
He knows you once ate an entire sheet cake. He knows your selfie life isn't your real life. He knows what goes down in the DMs. Shouldn't you know your dog better? Now you can learn his inner secrets with Embark, the highest-rated dog DNA test, unlocking over 350 breeds and screening for over 215 genetic health risks. Go to EmbarkVet.com and use promo code DNA, that's DNA, to get $60 off an Embark Breed and Health Kit or Purebred Kit with free shipping. That's promo code DNA to save today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Stay cool this summer with AC Pro and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate with the purchase of select AC Pro ready-to-use refrigerant products that include a hose and gauge. Beat the heat before you hit the road with AC Pro at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!